jagged fingernails. The sight of these bitten, jagged fingernails simply begins to fill you with the resolve to never bite those nails again. And as you look at that picture in your imagination, the resolve to never bite those nails again grows stronger and stronger. And now you can see your fingernails and your picture begin to grow more and more until they're perfectly formed, well manicured. That's right. And as you hold the image of your perfect fingernails in your picture, would like the subconscious mind to do whatever is necessary to transfer the feeling of resolve to never bite your fingernails again over to the conscious mind in the best and quickest way it knows how to. And the subconscious mind does know how. I would like the subconscious mind to do this right now. That's right, now drift a little deeper. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now you know, don't you, that nobody would even think for 1 second that you really like those stubby little fingernails of yours. And yet you've been biting them, most likely since before you could consciously remember. And to tell you the truth, I can't understand why anybody would gnaw at their fingernails for all those years and never get anything more than a teensy, teensy little piece of fingernail to chew up or spit out. And what would be the point of gnawing at your flesh, that is the skin around your nails? You eat food, you do not gnaw at your flesh. You eat a healthy diet. Your flesh is not a healthy diet. And all those years of frustration, you've never even had just one decent sized piece of fingernail to chew on. I can't really see any sense in all of this, can't you? All that frustration.